NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Dean Mell.
New York City is threatened with a paralyzing general strike if National Guard troops are used to clean up the 90,000 tons of uncollected garbage that litters the frozen streets of the nation's largest city. The Central City Labor Council, representing 1 million union members, raised the possibility of a general strike if the militia is called out to break the 9-day-old strike. Governor Rockefeller has refused Mayor Lindsay's call for National Guard help. The mayor says the strike by the city's sanitation workers is illegal, and he rejected Rockefeller's recommended settlement plan as paying blackmail. Negotiations toward ending the strike were to resume this afternoon at the governor's New York City offices. A governor's commission, which investigated the Newark, New Jersey riots last July, has concluded that National Guardsmen and police used excessive and unjustified force against Negroes in quelling the 5-day disturbance that killed 26 persons. The commission found no evidence of a Negro conspiracy and listed dozens of recommendations for reforms. The report cited evidence of police brutality and confusion by local police and civilian authorities. A 5 p.m. curfew will be in effect at Orangeburg, South Carolina, for the second straight night after 5 days of racial violence that killed 3 Negro youth Thursday night. The trouble began over Negro attempts to integrate the town's only bowling alley. A report from Saigon after this message from the RCIA.
More than 500,000 members of the RCIA are saying, and with good reason, isn't it just wonderful what working people can do when they get together and build a good union? The RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, has just announced the 24th year of continuous growth in membership and in collective bargaining achievements on behalf of its members. This record of accomplishment is unmatched in the trade union movement. What gives the members of the RCIA particular satisfaction is that even though their earnings are far above the newly established minimum hourly wage of $1.60 per hour that became effective the 1st of February, their union worked for many years without pause to obtain the federal minimum wage increases on behalf of all storing workers, even though they are non-members. For more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Dean Mell.
Airborne infantry poured several hundred fresh Marines into the battle for Hue, the former Vietnamese capital, where the enemy is putting up the most stubborn holdout of its 11-day-old offensive. At Khe San, U.S. Marines continued to reinforce their positions and beat off probing enemy attacks while they await the expected start of a massive North Vietnamese offensive. Russian-built bombers have been seen on North Vietnamese airfields, only minutes flying time away from Khe San. In Saigon, U.S. forces are being used to back up South Vietnamese soldiers in the Chinese sector of Cholon. Here's a report from Tom Glennon, NBC News, Saigon.
Reports continue that American troops will soon be in the house-to-house fighting to secure devastated Cholon. But Lieutenant Colonel John Gibler, commanding officer of the battalion that's just been ordered into the racetrack area, says his unit has a different task.
Now, you've been pulled back in, why?
We've been pulled back in to relieve some of the Arvin troops that were sitting here to get down into the area where there's still trouble to the south, and also to move out and act as a screen in this area. The Cholon area has been a difficult area, and the Arvin troops have moved in there in a pretty good-sized strength.
For the present, at least, South Vietnamese troops will continue the street-to-street fight in their own capital. Tom Glennon, NBC News, Saigon.
More in a moment.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Walker Fresh from Brock Candyland. Really fresh.
Taste spring. Look for Brock's Chocolate Candy Garden when you shop. Enjoy Brock's chocolate peanuts, chocolate-covered cherries, bridge mix, and chocolate stars, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock.
President Johnson's most effective troubleshooter, Cyrus Vance, has gone to South Korea on a double mission to facilitate negotiations at Panmunjom for the release of the Pueblo crewmen and to find ways of strengthening the American-Korean alliance against grave new military provocations from the North. Relief supplies have been dropped into the Amazon jungle of Brazil, where wreckage of a Catalina seaplane missing since Thursday has been spotted. There was evidence that perhaps some of the 27 persons on board survived a crash landing. But hope has been abandoned for the 98 persons aboard a Russian-built Indian Air Force transport plane missing for 3 days in the snow-capped Himalayas of northern India. Again, the top story. The New York City Labor Council threatens to call a general strike if militia is used to break the 9-day-old sanitation workers' strike. Dean Mell, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Brox Candy brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Bob Brady, WNBC News. It's 4:05, 19 degrees in New York and clear. Here's more on that New York Central Labor Council decision to strike if the National Guard is called out to collect garbage. The position of the council, representing workers in the AFL-CIO unions, was announced by Harry Van Arsdale, council president. Van Arsdale has participated in the negotiation sessions. There is a midday recess in the talks. There was no report on the bargaining session this morning. Meanwhile, additional police are posted at Governor Rockefeller's office in response to a report that a group of Bronx residents were on their way to dump garbage on West 55th Street. The city's fire department reports a fivefold increase in rubbish fires. WNBC News reporter Bill Fitzgerald talked to Chief Augustus Beekman of the Community Relations Department. He asked, what is the biggest cause?
In many instances, it's the normal reasons, a dropped cigarette, a dropped match. Occasionally, there are people who are attempting to burn the garbage as a means of making room for additional garbage. We have the burning sites, and if people would take advantage of the burning sites, particularly they can double up, say, in the rental of a U-Haul, in the case of property owners, a rental of a small truck, apartment house owners doubling up on a rental of a truck and carting this material to the burning sites.
Do you see the situation as far as fires are concerned getting increasingly worse?
Well, as more rubbish accumulates, we can only expect that unless the public cooperates to the maximum degree, that the fire situation will get worse.
A special commission appointed by Governor Hughes of New Jersey to investigate last summer's riots in Newark accuses state troopers, National Guardsmen, and local police of excessive and unjustified force against the rioters. The commission also calls for a special grand jury investigation into reports of corruption in the Newark city administration. The WNBC temperature, 19 degrees, and it's clear. Windy, very cold with variable cloudiness, a chance of a few brief passing snow flurries this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Temperatures this afternoon in the teens, the low tonight, ranging from 5 to 10 above. Sunday, between 15 and 20. Repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 19 degrees. Bob Brady, WNBC News.
Don't move, just leave your dollar. Here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's a monitor.
This is Monitor 68, here to help you enjoy your weekend and keep up with what's happening at the same time. All through the weekend, we're presenting reports from the Winter Olympics at Grenoble, France, and from the Andy Williams San Diego Golf Tournament at La Jolla, California. We'll be meeting some interesting people along the way and hearing some attractive music, too.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time. Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss, the caramel, the happy time. Remember a pale pink sky, your first Easter hat. And if you should ask me why, the reason I ask you this is that I want to remember you remembering the happy time. Dollar bill, all roller skating down the hill, a happy time. Remember the compliment you once received, the lie you told, they all believe, the happy time. Remember your first school play,
Frankie Randall, The Happy Time, from the musical of the same name.
Our Miller High Life can became jealous of our famous crystal clear bottle because the bottle had all that golden beer showing through. So we created Champagne Gold for the can. Now when you shop, look for Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans. Cold, bold, gold. And no longer jealous of the bottle. That's Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
There's little doubt left now that what is happening in Vietnam is our strangest, strangest war. I'll be back with some of the conflict's anachronisms after this. Most of us don't really understand hospital surgical insurance, so here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
When you select hospital surgical insurance, check its limits on hospital room and board. Most policies have them. But a policy that pays $20 a day isn't enough if the hospital costs $40 a day. A policy that pays for only 60 to 90 days will fall short if you need longer care. Mutual of Omaha, for instance, has policies that can pay $30, $40, even $50 a day for as long as 500 days. Check your policy's limits. Check the surgical and medical expense benefits. Are they enough to meet today's higher costs? Your local Mutual of Omaha man can get your protection up to date. Call him. Get the inside story on hospital surgical insurance from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Perhaps a fighter pilot based aboard the carrier Kitty Hawk expressed it best, within my earshot at least. He said that whenever he and his fellow pilots swept in over the port of Haiphong and found a Russian oil tanker unloading there, they waved to the Russian crew, and the crew waved back. It's a crazy war, he said. Subsequent events cannot have altered his opinion or that of the nation's doves, hawks, and those middle grounders, the Doks. The Viet Cong's attacks on the cities of South Vietnam cost the enemy about 25,000 dead and 5,000 captured. That's about 10 times higher than Allied casualties, but Hanoi seems to regard the outcome as a great success, even though it failed to achieve its primary purposes, an uprising among the people of South Vietnam, the establishment of permanent or even semi-permanent control over any city of substantial size, the downfall of the Saigon government, and so forth. Here's another inconsistency. There was criticism here and there in this country of the spirit and valor of the South Vietnamese army, yet it took twice as many losses as any other ally in the fray. There was some question raised, too, as to why the people of South Vietnam permitted all that infiltration in the days leading up to the attacks. I suppose some of those critics have never seen the traffic situation over there. I dare say Times Square could be infiltrated, too, if the infiltrators dressed exactly like and looked exactly like everybody else rubbernecking at that busy crossroad. A lot of the buildings and homes are just so much rubbish today in South Vietnam. They were knocked down and burned by us, not by the enemy. If the Viet Cong snipers hole up in a man's house after killing or terrorizing the man and his family, how can they best be overcome? So the houses are blown to bits at a safe distance, and no loss of life except to the enemy. But the man who owned the house, having been liberated from the enemy, now finds himself without shelter and joins the already swollen refugee ranks. In the north, a marine complex is virtually encircled by North Vietnamese regulars. But there's no way for the Allies to attack the strongest portion of the enemy line, because it lies across the narrow DMZ, and we just don't go over there. It's against the rules. In the air war over Vietnam, we still declare about two dozen prime targets off limits. Wouldn't think of bombing the ships of half a dozen nations, including some of our best allies, who supply the enemy through Haiphong. And throughout everything, we continue to deal diplomatically with Hanoi through what Secretary Rusk calls contacts. The pilot on the Kitty Hawk had something there. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Policy owners like Mutual of Omaha service. Policy owners like Mutual of Omaha service. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hampton, the RCA specialist with stores in New York, New Jersey, and Long Island, now offer you an extra $10 off on any RCA color set at Hampton's. Just mention Monitor at Hampton's. If you have a refund due on your New York State tax return, the state's as pleased as you are. In fact, they want to get it to you as quickly as possible. All the Department of Taxation and Finance asks is your cooperation. Check your arithmetic for accuracy. Make sure you've completed the form, sign it, and file early. Don't wait for the April 15th deadline. The sooner you file, the sooner that refund will be in your hands.
Monitor New York, WNBC New York. Want to know how to survive New York's cold winter nights? Join me, Brad Crandall, in Heated Debate, Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight on WNBC. I think you'll enjoy the atmosphere.
On we go with Monitor 68, Ed McMahon here, with congratulations to the golfer out in Palm Springs who had the first hole-in-one of his life this week at the age of 77. His name, Dwight D. Eisenhower. More on golf in 2.5 minutes when we'll have a direct report from the Andy Williams San Diego Open.
Tijuana
Brass. Now this word from RCA Victor.
Play now, play later.
From RCA, number one in home entertainment, come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV and stereo. So play now, pay later. The RCA way.
Play now, pay later.
At your participating RCA dealer now.
This weekend, out in La Jolla, California, celebrities and top professional golfers are competing in the Andy Williams San Diego Open Tournament. In 1 minute, a report on the action out there. Monitor Sports is presented by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies fresh from Brock's Candyland. But you can't name all the candies in Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. Well then, ankle over to Brock's. That's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Garden, and take your pick. Get a box of Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix and discover 11 different mouth-watering centers. Count them, but more important, enjoy all 11. Every piece richly covered in thick, pure chocolate. Brock's own pure chocolate. Each center, such as whole Brazil nuts, plump seedless raisins, crackling crisp peanuts, chewy caramels, or toffee, marmalade, and nut meats. Each delectable center has a rich chocolate covering specially blended by Brock's to enhance its taste. Excellent odds you'll like Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. Choose them at Brock's Chocolate Garden.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy bar is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Now, following a six-second pause, a report direct from the Andy Williams San Diego Open at the Torrey Pines Golf Course.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Torrey Pines Golf Course in San Diego. The third round of the Andy Williams Open is being played under cloudy skies with the sun just starting to break through. The temperature about 56 degrees. Out on the course, the young man from Columbus, Ohio, who started the day with a one-stroke lead in this tournament, has now increased that lead to two strokes. That would be Tom Weisskopf. This youngster has a two-stroke lead over four veteran golfers, or three of them veterans, at any rate, Al Geiberger, Dave Hill, and Jack Nicklaus, and a youngster, Bob Smith, from Sacramento, California. At eight under par, three strokes behind Weisskopf, Ronnie Reif and Jimmy Powell. At seven under, four strokes off the pace, Marty Fleckman, Ray Floyd, defending champ Bob Golby, and Bob Lund. Last week in the Bob Hope Desert Classic, Weisskopf went into the final two rounds, tied for the lead with Arnold Palmer. This morning, minutes before he teed off on number one, we talked to Weisskopf about that.
Tom, just a week ago, we saw you in Palm Springs, and you played two fine last rounds, but didn't quite have enough to win it, huh?
That's right, Frank. I had 72-69. Played a good last round. Made three birdies, no bogeys, and I was happy with the way I played.
Tied for fourth place, not too bad.
No, that's a good week's work.
Yeah, you pick up a little extra change, almost 5,000, I guess, huh?
That's correct.
What about this course you're playing here? How does it compare with some of the courses in Northern California that play along the seaside?
Well, it's a little different than the Northern courses. I think it's a little more wide open than the courses we play up in the North, and it's a good golf course. It's in excellent condition. You know, the greens are fairly slow, but they're very smooth, and the par fives are reachable. I would say that it is above average course. You know,
in other words, you can go after the par fives in two, huh?
Yes, I can hit just about all of them.
Are you still playing boldly like you told me you were a week ago?
Well, I don't know. I shoot at the pin a little more often than I have, you know, the last couple of weeks. And I've played fairly bold the first two rounds when I could, you know. I'm not shooting at the pin all the time, but I'm playing well, and when I play well, I like to shoot at the pins.
Well, good luck to you today, Tom.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Tom Weisskopf, who's still leading this golf tournament by two strokes. He's played seven holes today. The leaders in the tournament are still on the front nine. Arnold Palmer just barely made the cut with even par, rather, 36 holes. He's not in contention this week. But that's the latest from the third round of the Andy Williams San Diego Open. And this is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
There will be additional reports on the Andy Williams San Diego Open tournament throughout the weekend on Monitor. Monitor Sports has been brought to you also by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you've said that State Farm Fire and Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Follow the action in the Andy Williams San Diego Open Golf Tournament throughout the weekend on Monitor. Next, the four freshmen making a case for togetherness. The name of the song, Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up the best of time, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, toss the dice, it has to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
To eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Montenegro in the orchestra, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, on monitor 68, the best spot on your dial for information and entertainment wherever you may be in the USA. Our friends in West Central Illinois hear us on station WMAY Springfield. Hello, Springfield. Now a word from the NBC station in your vicinity, and then we'll be right back.
More highlights on the Andy Williams Golf Tournament later today on monitor on NBC.
Was it an accident or a murder? Peter Van Eyck stars in An Alibi for Death on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
That's tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
This is Monitor 68 with a puzzled look at an announcement that came out of Denver, Colorado this week. Officials in that city have decreed that it's cash on the line for a marriage license from now on. Reason? Well, they've been getting too many bad checks. Well, better the check should bounce than the marriage. But can you imagine giving the Bureau a rubber check to marry the girl of your dreams? The license only costs $3 there.
La, 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 la. Don't go breaking my heart. One falling leaf doesn't make that thing.
Breaking My Heart, Tamika Jones. Next, the Elgott Brothers, Les and Larry with The Bobo. For Monitor 68. In this half hour, we'll hear from our talking cartoonist, Al Capp, our man about the sports scene, Joe Gargiola, and from various music makers, the first of whom is Miss Patti Page.
It's knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold. That for you, my door stays open and our love becomes a simple two-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone. I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. The shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard. And laying down my hairbrush I lean back within my seating fine. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Patty Page, gentle on my mind.
Don't forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
This is Al Cap. And the questions from all girl audiences are different. They're more personal. Sooner or later, this one inevitably comes up. Mr. Cap, if I let a boy make out on his first date, and by the way, the term make out means nothing more serious than necking did in my day. Mr. Cap, if I let a boy make out on his first date, will he lose his respect for me? But if I don't, will he lose his interest in me? And my answer to both questions is always yes, and those kids are so relieved that they always tell me that I'm as great a help to them as Ann Landers is, and I'm sure I am. Another question they always ask at girls' colleges is the one about extremism and moderation. Now, they always ask it in political terms, but I know that they want an answer they can apply in terms of personal behavior. Now, one girl last week put it this way. She said, Mr. Cap, I don't go along with extremism. I prefer moderation, but it's hard to know where extremism ends and moderation begins. What is your definition of a moderate? Well, I go along with the girlish pretension that it is a political question, but I try to answer it in terms that can be applied to problems of personal behavior. And I usually put it something like this. I say that moderation is seeming to lean toward both extremes, but never quite losing your balance. I explain it by saying that I figure that a typical moderate view on, say, national defense is this. I firmly believe that we must stand up to communism wherever it challenges us. Now, that's the sort of political moderation that's won, let's say, Senator Fulbright, the respect of all thinking Americans. Now, translated into personal girl terms, it simply means that a moderate is a girl who won't permit her date to make out the first time around, but won't quite close the door on the possibility of further negotiation the next time around. And that's the sort of social moderate behavior that's won Doris Day movies the respect of all the world. And this is Al Cap on NBC's Monitor.
Now more Monitor music. Here are the Anita Kerr Singers with Never My Love.
Thank you.
monitor to bring you this special report from WNBC News. Governor Rockefeller held a news conference at his office on West 55th Street moments ago. He all but ruled out the possibility of calling out the National Guard. Here's how that news conference went.
I have been trying to negotiate a settlement between the city and the union. We've gotten very close.
Governor, the Education Union Mayor Lindsay here in this office to participate in these negotiations.
I think that everything is being done that can be done at the moment to bring about an understanding which will permit the men to go back to work and they can be on the job in 2 hours when that agreement is reached. The distance apart is very small.
Well, can you define what you mean by very close? It's a question of money or what?
Yes, a question of money.
When do you see the end of this price? More than the $250,000
no, you're
talking about.
But it's in a different form now.
When do you sort of characterize it a little more?
No, I'd rather not say anything, frankly, because we're going now the union represents the district from the meeting itself. However, every moment that goes by, the situation gets more serious. There's 10,000 tons of garbage that are left on the streets every day. We're up to over 100,000 tons now. And the problem of collecting this garbage is tremendous.
There you have Governor Nelson Rockefeller at a brief news conference just held at his Manhattan office. The governor ruled out a call-up of the National Guard to dig New York City out of mountains of garbage. The governor, as you heard at that impromptu news conference, said you can't move garbage with bayonets. His announcement or brief news conference came after union leaders threatened the nation's largest city with a disastrous general strike if the governor did call up the National Guard. This has been a special report from WNBC News. We now return to...
We interrupt this commercial with an important message from Ford. Right now, your New York Ford dealer is offering a low, low price on the 1968 Mustang. Just $2,391. That's an average price based on a sampling of New York area dealers. Some prices may be higher, some lower. That price again, $2,391 for a 1968 Mustang. And that includes everything except state and local taxes. So hurry. Get your 1968 Mustang while this offer is in effect. That price again, just $2,391.
Only Mustang makes it happen. Let it happen. It's your fate. Mustang calling. Have a falling Mustang. Mustang 68.
With more expected tonight and tomorrow. Snow flurries in the eastern Great Lakes region and the Tennessee Valley, too, with possible light snow from southern Nevada to southern Colorado. Rain is likely from Arizona to Texas, with mostly sunny and dry weather in the northwest and southeast regions.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO Anti-Windlift Windshield Wiper Blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO anti-windlift blade in action on your own car, you'll really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
To me. Monday,
me. Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week gets by. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all over town. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, turned out that way. Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Ed Ames, Monday, Monday. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, a tribute to an athlete who's making a comeback in what some people think is the world's most exciting sport, high-lie. Here's Joe.
To people in many parts of the country, high-lie is just something that comes up once in a while in a crossword puzzle. But if you've ever seen it, you know that it is one of the most exciting of all the spectator sports. I guess the closest thing to it in American sports is handball. But you're not apt to see a high-lie game at the local YMCA. The court is much longer, the walls are much higher, and the ball moves much faster. Very much faster. As the ball comes off the wall, the players catch it in what is called a cesta. That's a long kind of wicker basket that the player puts on like a glove. And the idea is to catch the ball in the cesta and then fire it back against the wall. The ball is called a pelota, and it's a little smaller than a baseball and even harder than a golf ball. The speed of the ball gets up around 150 miles an hour. Just imagine something that hard, moving that fast, and then striking a man in the head. It happened. The man's name was Arbella, and when it happened, he was considered the best high-lie player in the world. When the accident happened, Arbella was 33 years old, making about $40,000 a year and sitting on the top of his own little world. When he came out of the hospital, he had to learn to speak English and Spanish all over again. He had forgotten them both. He had to learn how to use a knife and fork again. But when you're a proud man and a champion, you feel that you have to go back, and that's what Arbella did. High-lie arenas are called frontons, and that's where Arbella went, back to the frontons. He says, the first two or three months were very, very bad. Then when the Daytona fronton closed last September, I did something terrible. I stopped playing for 4 months, and when I tried to come back in Miami, I found that I had lost everything I gained. Even so, he came back. And the night he returned to Miami High-Lie, the crowd of over 10,000 people gave him a standing ovation. This is truly a courageous man. He knows there is danger there because he's been a victim of it. More than that, he risks his pride because he was a great champion, and now he's learning all over again. Once it was very easy for him. Now it's very hard. Yet he still goes out and does what he loves to do, and he does it in front of the same people who once knew him as the greatest. In addition to the personal courage of this man, there is one quote from him that caught my eye. Arbella says, it used to be unthinkable for me to wear a helmet. I suppose, as a Basque, I was too proud. But when the other players see what can happen to Arbella, they all wear them. Think about that. And then think about the reaction of some of the hockey people after the fatal accident of Bill Masterton of the Minnesota North Stars. Pride is important to any athlete, but so is common sense. If the day comes when Arbella is again the champion, and I hope it does come, then it'll be a victory for his pride and also for his common sense. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Brock's Candy.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock or Fresh. From Brock Candyland, really fresh.
Taste spring. Look for Brock's Chocolate Candy Garden when you shop. Enjoy Brock's Chocolate Peanuts, Chocolate-Covered Cherries, Bridge Mix, and Chocolate Stars, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock.
Colorful sports reporting every weekend on Monitor. and weekdays, too, on NBC Radio. Later today, another report on the Winter Olympics direct from Grenoble, France. Don't miss it. Now more music. Here are the Arbors with Why Won't They Let a Big Boy Cry?
Why won't they let a big boy when his heart comes and tears want to rush to his eyes? Why won't they let a big boy cry? Must he keep the pain inside and face the world with his mind? Why do they tell me that I never care? What do they know of the love that we share? They say to forget her, to hold my head high, that no one should ever see a grown boy cry.
Didn't touch those. Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Listening to Monitor 68, your vantage point on the weekend world. I'm your host, Ed McMahon.
The wheel of fate, a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time. With Monitor.
Arthur Miller play is always an exciting news on Broadway, and last Wednesday night's opening of The Price topped them all. What great reviews. Clive Barnes, critic for the New York Times, acclaimed, "The Price is a great evening in the theater, one of the most engrossing and entertaining plays ever written by Arthur Miller." Brooks Atkinson said, "Everyone who has anything to do with The Price deserves a prize for excellence." John Chapman on the Daily News called it absorbing and spellbinding. Yes, everyone's talking about Broadway's big new hit, Arthur Miller's The Price at the Marosco Theater.
Introducing the youngest, smallest, lightest, newest, strongest All-America team, the President's All-America team.
Fred Will, 11, Wisconsin.
Donatio, 10, California.
Paul Nicolopoulos, 17, New York.
Diane Nicholson, 14, Maryland.
These are just four of the 50,000 kids who won an award last year. To make the team this year at school, you have to run, jump, pull up, sit up, and throw a softball. Can you make the President's All-America team? You'll never know unless you try out. President's Council on Physical Fitness.